Blog Talk Radio.
This is Colin from Can I Justify. You're rocking Attitude Era Live with Icon, Granny Hofstra, and Big Swin.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you are hearing that sound, you know what time it is. It is Attitude Era Live Monday time, and we have a big show tonight, so we're going to get right to it. Let's start by having Granny say hello. How are you?
I'm doing well, Icon. Ready for another great show on 89.1 KINS FM tonight.
And we have Matthias with us. How are you, sir?
Well, after, as you know, another very, very, very long work week, a nice relaxing weekend full of wrestling and all, and watching the Vikings take their very first week one win over the Packers. Pretty good weekend, so I'm ready to have another great show on 89.1 KFM.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that. I got you and I wrapped into doing a little tag team. I will explain that a little later. We have another guest in studio with us. Who are you, sir?
I am Nick Stokey, and I'm co-owner of Below Zero Wrestling.
And you have an event coming up, do you not?
We do this Saturday, September 17th. We have an event. This one's for the vets.
Okay, and without giving ticket prices and whatnot, maybe you can let us know where it is, when it is, how they can get tickets, and you have some special guests showing up, like... Well, the guy sitting next to you that you despise, and the guy that's right in front of you, me, that you really like a lot, at least I think so.
But you forgot to mention Icon. He's the man that hits radio hosts with chairs. So you forgot to mention that before he introduced himself. But
well, I have my head of security out in the next room, so we won't have to worry about that right now. But so tell us what you got going on Saturday.
Yeah, so like I said, Saturday, September 17th in Moorhead at the American Legion. We have an event. This one's for the vets. All the proceeds are going to the FM Honor Guard. And you can get tickets on our Facebook page or at the door at the time of the event. The event starts at 5 on Saturday. And we have some great matches going and a very special guest in Eric Bischoff.
And Mr. Bischoff, speaking of Eric Bischoff, let's kind of go over our guest list. Right now. Tonight we're going to have Lori Bischoff. Apparently she's married to Eric Bischoff. We're going to have Tamika Perry. She is the LFC champion. That's the Lingerie Fighting Championship champion. And we also have another special guest with us. We have Stephanie Trujillo-Kelly. She's going to tell us all about DDP yoga. Now, I'm sure you guys know who DDP is, right?
Well, of course.
Just a little bit.
Of course.
And... yeah, so has anybody tried DDP yoga?
I have.
No.
No? Granny, have you tried DDP yoga?
No, but I have met Diamond Dallas Page a few times.
But
I've never tried the DDP yoga.
I have not either. So now let's kind of go do a little round table here. So now this is you're doing a an event for the veterans. And we all appreciate all the veteran services. About how many people are you expecting? How many tickets are you able to sell? How many do you plan on packing in on there?
I mean, we can pack in as many as we want. It's a nice little spot that they have outside. It's going to be a beautiful day for it. But we know there's going to be a few hundred people there and hopefully a lot at the door and really make this thing a great event for them.
So this is going to be outdoors. Now, we don't want to jinx anything, but it is rain or I mean, I don't know if you can wrestle in the rain, but that would be kind of cool, though.
Yeah, it's going to be rain or shine. If fingers crossed that it doesn't rain. As of right now, it doesn't look like it. If it does, we will figure it out, and the show must go on.
And Granny, what's new with you? What's been new with you this week?
Well, you know, went to a wrestling show Saturday night, Native American Wrestling, and I have one coming up for Wrestling for a Cause, the fight for Jake, September 24th in Claremore, Oklahoma.
So. All right, and, you know,
Touchdown, Raiders!
Okay, Big Swing,
okay.
That's enough. You know, my Chiefs won yesterday, and your Cowboys didn't, so just saying.
Matthias, what do you got going on? What have you been up to last week?
Well, after a very long and stressful work week of being up almost 72 hours straight, I know you already know all about that kind of stuff. I got to have kind of a relaxing Friday, but of course I had to take care of some people from the bar. Everybody goes out and has a good time, and I didn't. And I got a call at 1 a.m. To come pick somebody up from the bar. I ended up staying up till 5 a.m., 4 a.m., whatever. And then I got picked up by a certain promoter, and I went down to Fergus Falls where I competed at Rumble on the River 2, a below zero event in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, an outside event where I competed in the main event, the Rumble, to determine the 2022 Royal on the River champion.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
I'm going to find you, Big Swing. I promise you. Matthias is going to be on. It's not going to be pretty. But anyway, so competed at the event, and then just yesterday I got to watch the Vikings crush the Packers 23-7. I got to watch the Cowboys lose in a soccer match to the Buccaneers, and I got to watch a bunch of other football and have a few drinks and have some 8-hour slow-smoked ribs, and they were just decadent. Delicious, and got to watch some football, so I can't complain.
Well, here's the thing I got us roped into. There is a 2 liter of soda on the bet here with Big Swing and the Big Olean. They're both Cowboy fans, as you know. So I got you and I wrapped in. What did I get us? Wrapped up in a little tag team. The losing team, which, of course, will be the Cowboys against the Vikings, the losers have to buy the winners a 2 liter of soda. And I'm going to have you back me up on this because, you like soda. And basically what it'll boil down to is you and I will be victorious. And, of course, if we lose, we got to buy them. But
It ain't going to happen if Dak Prescott needs hand surgery. There's no way. After the performance the Cowboys had last night was absolutely disgusting.
Oh, it was terrible, wasn't it?
Dak could not throw to save his life. It was a soccer game up until near the end when Brady – thank God Brady threw a touchdown pass to Mike Evans to give me my final fantasy points for the victory. So thank you, Tom Brady. I can't believe I just said that, but thank you, Tom Brady. And they beat them 19-3. That's all I needed to care about. The Cowboys lost. I got my fantasy win, and I got to see the Vikings win.
And let's go back to Mr. Stokey. Now let's talk a little bit about before our first
guest. The man that hits radio hosts with chairs.
Right, before our first guest calls in. Now, how long have you had your promotion?
We are going on about a year and a half right now. So we started in May of 2021. So, yeah, we're just around about a year and a half.
And I believe this is your third time on the show, right?
Yes, correct.
And can you not believe it that he did not invite North Dakota's number one heel to his very first premier event?
Yeah, Nick Nelson was there.
Oh, okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. And I hear that he's got a little match that I have yet been given an opportunity for.
He does have a match this weekend for the BZW Championship.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, the one match that I'm really looking forward to, and, we can talk about this later, but Granny Hulkster has had a issue with one of your wrestlers. Well, not one of your wrestlers, but I know you guys know what's that guy's name again?
Managerial extraordinaire Sylvester J. Fox.
Now, Granny has got a wrestler that she
oh,
wants to
send. Boring.
She has a wrestler that she wants to send down and have a match with Sylvester J. Fox, and we're hoping Below Zero Wrestling would be willing to promote that.
Well, never say never. I guess we'll see who it is, and we might be able to make something happen.
And I told Sylvester J. Fox this one time that objects in your mirror are closer than you appear. Now, Matthias, it is not you, obviously.
Well, I sure hope not. I mean, Granny hasn't communicated with me ever. But in honest opinion, I do like Sylvester J. Fox on the mic. He's a very, very smart guy. He knows how to talk. He knows how to use a golf club. So, you know, me and Sly have been in kind of talking a while here and about working together here on the show, where I want to eventually replace Granny Hulkster with Sylvester J. Fox. So if there's ever a possibility, if I've got to dish out a few extra cash or Icon, if you want one of Sylvester J. Fox's suits, I'd be more than willing. We'd be more than willing to provide those so we can get Granny off the show.
Well, here's the thing, though, about Sylvester J. Fox's suits. My suits, I usually spend $500 to $600 on suits. I don't go to the local Goodwill to get my suits like he does.
Pretty sure the last one I saw was from Walmart.
Oh, yeah, or I'm sure, here's the deal. I know that he's listening. And by the way, speaking of listening, we want to thank all our listeners. We had 1.7K hits on our page last week, and we want to thank all our fans, and all our fans know that are listening. If you go to our Facebook page, Attitude Era, Monday Live Monday, you like that. Go to 89.1 Ken's FM page, you like that, and do a $10 a month donation to Power of the Tower. We'll get you an autographed, get you qualified to get an autographed picture from a past guest, current guest, or future guest, and you know, we definitely want you to keep everybody checking our page. Invite your friends, tell your friends, your family, your relatives, your coworkers, and listen to 89.1 Ken's FM every day. There's always good programming, good music, and I believe that one of my favorite shows on 89.1 Ken's FM is actually the Saturday show that our owner hosts, and he brings bands in here, and they set up their guitars and their drums and everything, and it's just a big Saturday night party. So check that out, and I know that all our people will appreciate that. In the meantime, let's go back and talk a little bit more about Below Zero Wrestling. You've had how many shows now since you started?
Oh, I think this will be 11 on this Saturday. I think it's our 11th show.
And what has been, well, I don't know if you even want to answer this, but what has been your biggest turnout?
We at Dia del Taco Fest this year, we had over 700 people.
All right. I thought you were going to say it was when Matthias was on the card, but apparently,
well,
that's not the case.
No, because he wasn't on that one, so.
Oh, okay.
I mean, well, when you surround people with pro wrestling, tequila, and tacos, I'm pretty sure they're going to show up. But when you put Matthias on a nice and sober card, it's been the biggest shows, the biggest turnouts ever, especially because I remember a certain somebody claiming to be the number one contender for the BZW title, and has never gotten the opportunity, but he's had to mess with the crowd a couple of times, as a matter of fact. Not only did I pour water on a guest's head one time because he said some very rude things to me, but then after I got so-called eliminated from the Wrestleversary Rumble a couple shows ago, an old guy decided to raise his mouth at me, and I smacked the beer out of his hand, and I shoved him down, and apparently somebody that's going to possibly be a future guest didn't appreciate that very much. But, you know, I'm doing what it takes to get my shot at the BZW title that I've been promised for quite some time. But just got to do what you got to do, I guess.
Well, the one thing I like about Below Zero Wrestling, and I'm not saying this just because you're on the show with us, but it's a great, friendly, fan-friendly, family-friendly atmosphere. And you always have a lot of action, and there's never a dull moment. The one thing also about Below Zero Wrestling is you can use this slogan because it's one I invented. We'll sell you the whole seat, but you just need the edge.
I like it.
All right. It looks like our first guest is on with us, so we're going to take a quick little commercial break, and we will be back after these messages from our sponsor. Give us about 30 seconds, and we'll go for our first guest.
Nice
Okay, I guess not. We'll have to have our technical advisor come and check out the computer on why it's doing that. But anyway, let me go ahead and introduce our first guest. Ladies and gentlemen, stepping out of the green room and walking down the aisle, she won the prestigious Wrestling Support Spouse of the Year Award in 1999, 2000, and 2001. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you, without further ado, the greatest spouse in the history of wrestling. She is Lori Bischoff.
Hey there. Hey, this is Lori Bischoff, everybody. You are listening to the Attitude Era Monday, live Monday, on 89.10's FM with your host, the icon, the big swing, the godmother of wrestling, Granny Hulkster, and the modern nightmare, Matthias. How are you?
Well, we are pretty good. We want to thank you for joining us, Lori. You do not know how much your family has meant to our group of listeners here. But here's what we're going to do, Lori. I'm going to have you give us a little background about yourself, and then we'll do a little Q&A with me, and then we'll do a roundtable, and then we'll come back to me, and I'll ask you the tougher questions. But go ahead, give us a little background about yourself.
Well, I suppose that everybody already knows that I'm married to Eric Bischoff. We actually, in August, just celebrated our 38th wedding anniversary, and I have been doing a podcast of my own called We're Talking Shift since 2018. I have been a life coach and a health coach for about 14 years. So, my passion is actually helping people get unstuck and get after what they want in life. We have two adult kids, as you may know, Garrett Bischoff in Montana. And we just celebrated our grandson's one-year birthday a few days ago. And we live in Cody, Wyoming. What else do you want to know?
Well, you know, one thing that I do know about you, because I am a fan, you were born actually July 4th in Minneapolis, Minnesota, so I guess that would make you a Vikings fan, right?
Well, I suppose technically it would if I were a big football fan. I did grow up in Minneapolis, in the surrounding area, and I do remember my dad having the Vikings games on frequently. So, you know, I kind of would be a Vikings fan, I think, if I still lived there, but I've been gone for a long time, so I can't really claim that title anymore.
Yeah, you've been all over the map. You've been to, what, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, Cody, Wyoming. Am I missing any other location that you've been to?
we have moved around a bit. We were in Phoenix, in Scottsdale, for about 17 years after Atlanta, and that overlapped with Cody. So that was the only other one you missed, the only big one. We had a little place, an apartment for a little while in Santa Monica in the early 2000s when Eric was doing a lot of work there. But for the most part, you got them all. You got all the main bases covered.
So being married to a wrestling promoter and a wrestling genius, you know, as a matter of fact, I'm sure that the way I understand it, listening to Mr. Bischoff's podcast, is you always do all his packing and you make sure he's got all this and got all that. He's going to be in our hometown here on Saturday, and we have the promoter that of that event. But we'll talk about Mr. Bischoff, and I'd rather talk about Mrs. B anyway. I'm going to ask you a couple more questions, and we'll do a little roundtable here. Should I refer to you as Mrs. B? Can I call you Mrs. Bischoff? How would you like me to address you?
I would say you are more than welcome to call me Lori.
Lori, okay, all right. I just want to be formal. Now, this podcast that you do, that you help people, you said you've been doing it now, I believe you said, since 2018, correct?
Correct.
When does that air, and what kind of guests do you have? Do you do call-ins? Tell us a little more about your show.
Yeah, so the show is on all of the major platforms. It's called We're Talking Shift. It's also on YouTube. And I did take this summer, I have had a summer season hiatus, but I'll be resuming here in a few weeks. But, yeah, it's We're Talking Shift. It's all about coaching, mindset. It's really about health. But health isn't just limited to our, you know, our physical health. It's your mental health, your emotional health, your financial health, your spiritual health. It's on all levels. So I do have a variety of guests that covers all of those various topics. And then I don't do call-ins yet, but I think it would be kind of a cool thing to experiment with. Oh, you know what? I'm going to pause here for a second because
have a guest.
Eric just walked in. Would you want him to say a quick hello while he's here?
Yes, Mr. Bischoff, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you, bud?
Good. Hey, you know, I got a favor to ask you. As a matter of fact, you're going to be here in my hometown on Saturday. I have a little gift that I want to give you when you're here because I know you're into Western, so I bought you a special gift for when you're here on Saturday. As a matter of fact, the promoter is here. He wants to say hi to you.
Oh, cool.
Hey, Eric, how's it going? It's Nick from Below Zero.
Hey, Nick, how are you? I didn't expect to hear from you tonight.
Well, like I say, Mr. Bischoff, I don't want to, you know, take up your wife's time, but I was wondering what I would have to do to have you as a guest on our show, and we would like to do 83 minutes with Eric Bischoff.
Well, just get my contact info from Nick, and we'll work it out.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, buddy. We'll see you on Saturday, and I'll give you that gift. And, you know, if you feel like you need to beat me up, I'll let you do that, too.
Well, this sounds like a hell of a date. See you guys Saturday.
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Eric.
And you've been with Eric since 1984, and, wow. That's awesome. So here's what we're going to do here. Let's do a little roundtable. I want to introduce you to the Godmother Wrestling first, Granny Hulkster. What do you have for our guest, Lori Bischoff? Go ahead.
Well, hello, Lori. It's a pleasure and honor to have you on our show. And I actually live in Arkansas, so unfortunately I won't get to meet your husband again. But I actually did get to meet your husband several years ago when our Hastings bookstore was opened right here in good old Springdale, Arkansas, where I'm from. His controversy book that he wrote, I purchased the book, and he actually signed my book, and I had an opportunity to actually get to visit with him, and that was a true honor because I am such a huge wrestling fan.
Well, I think Lori wrote that book for him, didn't you, Lori?
Well, I can't take credit for that. No, he's pretty good at doing his own thing there. So he doesn't need much help from me. And actually, to a point you made earlier, I don't even pack for him. He does his own packing and his own laundry, too. He's very self-sufficient.
That's awesome.
It is.
So I was very impressed when you were talking about, you know, the life, you know, the life thing, like the mental health and the physical health.
Sure.
I mean, that was very impressive to me because, I mean, I have a lot of health issues. As a matter of fact, I have to have another heart cath done the 29th of September because they're afraid that I might have a little bit of blockage going on. I had a pacemaker put in back in 2017, and so they're afraid I might have a little blockage, you know, going on. But when you mentioned the mental health, that really impressed me, too, because I have a 35-year-old son who actually deals with mental health issues. And we actually found out about a year ago that he actually met the criteria for autism spectrum disorder, and unfortunately his autism was never recognized when he was a child. You know, so as a parent, I mean, you know, obviously my biggest concern is what's going to happen to him after, you know, I mean, he does live by himself, but, you know, my concern for him is trying to get him the help that he needs to continue to live his life, you know, after me and my husband are gone. And that's my biggest concern, is what's going to happen with him, because he just doesn't take care of himself the best way possible sometimes. And what kind of advice could you give to a parent that's dealing with that kind of situation?
Yeah, that's a lot. Well, first of all, you need to really take good care of yourself, because as you've probably heard 1,000 times about the oxygen mask theory, right? That means you've got to take care of yourself so that you're in a position to take care of somebody else. So
yep, that's
it sounds
true.
Like, you know, yeah, so you and your husband need to really make sure that you are doing everything to maintain your own health at as optimally as you possibly can, so that you are there as long as possible to, you know, help your son when he needs it. But I would imagine I don't know for sure, it's not my area of expertise, but there's got to be some facilities in the area that have some really good help for, you know, for people that are in the position that your son is in. I don't know where he is on the spectrum, and I'm not a doctor, but they've made so many great advances in that field, that it's just a matter of finding the right person to tap into his strengths and get him to recognize what he does well, and really, you know, help him understand that he can be a fully capable, functioning, productive person as long as he is focused on the right things. And then, you know, hopefully can get a little bit of help with the things that are not his strengths.
Well, thank you very much. I very much appreciate it.
Lori Bishop.
Yeah, sorry,
go ahead.
I was just saying, I'm sorry, I can't be more help than that. It's a
fine. It's just a pleasure and honor to get to speak to you, because I was, you know, when we found out you were going to be on our show, I was just looking very much forward to be able to, you know, be a part of this episode. And when Granny Hulkster goes to the wrestling shows, I don't like the heels. I don't like the bad guys. So I have a lot of fun talking smack to the bad guys at wrestling, independent wrestling shows when I go to.
What it's all about,
Lori,
right?
Bishop, Lori Bishop is our guest here on 89.1 Kansas FM. We've got about 18 minutes with Lori. I wish it was 18 more years. I mean, Lori, you're awesome, and so is Mr. B. But Matthias, go ahead. What do you got for our guest, Lori Bishop?
Well, first, my mic on? Here we go.
It is now, yep.
Okay, so first off, I want to welcome you onto the show. I guess you are talking to the man from every woman's greatest dream and every man's worst nightmare, North Dakota's number one heel, current APW World Heavyweight Champion and EWI Diamond Champion, Matthias here. Sorry, my voice is a little hoarse right now. I just got done with a wrestling show last weekend for Below Zero, so my throat's a little hoarse right now. But I just wanted to, again, welcome you onto the show. It's an honor. And I guess my main question right now to you would be, besides, you know, being married to Eric and stuff like that, what was one of the more interesting things you ever got to be a part of, like wrestling or otherwise? What was one of your more like interesting events you ever got to go to, or things you got to do in your life?
And you can't say this show, because that'd be too easy.
Oh shoot, okay, I'll think of something else. I think really one of the most interesting was when we went to Japan and seeing how the audience in Japan, how they love wrestling, how they respond to wrestling, being able to experience the culture. That was someplace that I had never even dreamt of going before. But thanks to this wonderful business of wrestling and Eric's role in it, we were able to go more than once. And we made some good friends. And I had an amazing, amazing experience. It's so different there than anywhere I had ever been before. So I have to say that I think that that was really all around one of the most fascinating experiences that I've had, you know, related to wrestling with Eric, because it was so unusual and so special, you know, on all levels, not only just professionally, seeing how, you know, how they are with regards to the wrestling business there, but just as a culture and, you know, their lifestyle. So it was, that was very, very cool. Very treasured memories with Japan.
Okay, and then I guess my other question to you would be, are you going to be attending this weekend's event for Below Zero Wrestling on September 17th? Because from what I heard from a little birdie, apparently your husband didn't appreciate what I did at Wrestleversary, where I attacked one of his biker buddies in the Legion Riders, I think is what they were. He decided to mouth off to me, so I smacked the beer out of his hand, called him an old man and stuff like that. I heard he didn't like it. I really don't want him to hurt me. So is there a possibility you could show up and defend me from your husband?
Yeah, I mean, if I was going to be there, I may consider stepping in. It depends on, you know, how exciting things are. Sometimes you just got to, you know, wing it and let things happen, right? But I'm not going to be there this weekend. I was traveling with Eric the weekend before last, and then we've had family here visiting all week. So I have a lot of work and catching up of my own to do. So I'm going to be home working and taking care of Nikki the dog while he is over there causing a ruckus, I guess.
Because the promoter here for the said promotion he's coming to decided to put his hands on me at an event in front of a brewery. He hit me with a chair, and so I don't think he's going to defend me in any sort of way. I don't think he's going to tell your husband there to stop beating on me with whatever he decides to attack me with. So, you know, if you hear about a wrestler going to the hospital and it's because of a man with the initials EB, you know exactly what happened.
I will know. I'll send flowers.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Lori Bischoff is our guest here. We got 14 minutes left here on 89.1 Kansas FM. Nick, the promoter that invited Mr. Bischoff to our great hometown here, what do you have for our guest, Mrs. B? Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Lori. Nick here from Below Zero Wrestling.
Hey, Nick.
Really honored and that you were on the show here tonight. I actually found your podcast here, 6-8 months ago, and it was in one of my suggested feeds on Spotify, and the more I dove into it and everything, I really liked a lot what's been going on with, like, some of your stress episodes, you know, de-stressing, less stress, all that kinds of things. I have two businesses, two daughters, a wife. I have a lot of stress in my life, so a lot of that's been very helpful for me.
Excellent.
One question with the podcast, who would be your favorite guest that you've ever had on there? You know, I know you have guests from time to time, and they're always very interesting.
Well, I haven't been on there yet, so.
Let's not get
too ahead of ourselves.
So, boy, you know, I've had a lot of guests that I have really enjoyed. I've had a guest, if you've listened to him a few episodes, you may have heard him on, because he's been on like 8 or 9 times, Tommy John. He is a super cool guy. We always have great conversations. I've had, if any of you are familiar with the Conversations with God books, the author is Neil Donald Walsh. He's been on a couple of times. He's pretty amazing. And
I have heard one of those, and they're very good, a very good episode, and yes, an amazing guy.
Yeah, truly amazing. What else? Well, I've had Conrad Thompson on, and Conrad is as I know you guys have probably already know that.
Well, he's been on our show 3 times.
Really? Well, he's been on, we did a 2-parter, so he was on episodes 108 and 109, I believe it was. I've had, Dr. John Gray. He was the author that did Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. That's always an eye-opener. So if you want to understand your spouse better, that's a good one. I've had a lot of really, really cool guests on, but those are just a couple off the top of my head.
Awesome, yeah. I'll be looking forward to some more repeat guests and, new ones as well.
Yeah. Lex Luger was on. We had a great talk.
I haven't been able to listen to that one yet, but I did see you had that one. I'm at about 120 on the episodes. One of the last ones I was on was like something about stress again. So.
So now, perfect. Lori, would I be able to pay you to be a guest on your show?
Well, you know, I certainly wouldn't expect anybody to pay me to be a guest on my show. So we'll talk, though. We'll talk. I need to we'll come up with something interesting and see if we can make that work. But, no, not going to charge you a fee. But thanks for asking.
Well, now I'm gonna come up with ask you the tougher questions. Now, if you don't want to answer them, just let me know. But, you know, the first question I want to ask is, you know, we all know how popular Eric was in the wrestling business and how unpopular he was when he joined the NWO and whatnot. But with all the stuff that he's doing on TV, do you have any friends or relatives come up to you and say, hey, man, what is your husband doing? Did that ever happen to you?
No, I mean, honestly, most of my family is, I think they're pretty savvy about the entertainment aspect of the wrestling business. And they know him personally. So, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of questioning going on. I think that they just thought my family and our friends all know Eric well, and they just thought that he was doing something that was really, really fun and really cool and really unique, and they're just very just very supportive. But you know, when you know somebody really, really well, it's not that big of a deal what they do, because you're more interested in who they are than what they do for a living. You know what I mean?
Right. Lori Bischoff is our guest here on 89.1 KENZ FM. We got about 9 minutes left here with Lori. And for those of you who listen to our show, if you go to our Facebook page, Attitude Era, Monday Live Money, like that. Go to 89.1 KENZ FM, like that, and do a $10 a month to Power the Tower. We'll get you automatically qualified to win an autograph from a past guest, future guest, or current guest. Now, Lori, would you be willing to send us a few autographs?
Would I be willing to send you what?
Some autographs of you?
Oh, sure. No problem. You just, let me know where to send them, and why don't I just send a couple autograph books? How's that?
Sounds good. And then, you know, the thing is, it's kind of an ego question. You know that that collector's card I made for you and sent to you? What did you think of that?
I grew up in the modeling industry since I was 5. And so it's rare that I see a picture of myself that I think is great. So I'm going to give you, on a scale of 1 to 10, complete honesty, I'm going to say it's a 6, only because I don't like the way I look in one of those pictures. So one's good, one is not my best shot, but that's more about me and not about you. So that's my honest opinion.
Well, no, I'll take that. And then if you look at your inbox, I sent a little present for Mr. B as well. If you could share that with him after the show, we'd appreciate that. So
of
now
course.
My next question is, you know, we're coming up here on we're past it, the 23-year anniversary, September 10th, 1999. I know you remember that day. When, you know, you came home and Eric was there and he had, been sent home to take a long rest. You know, we've heard the story from Eric, but one thing that I always want to ask you about, when he was on hiatus, you know, I guess you guys went and did a lot of fishing together and stuff. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I was actually at the gym. I was at the main event working out when that happened, which at the time was the gym owned by Sting and Lex. And he called me in the middle of my workout and said he was home and sounded really weird. So I cut things short and went home, and he told me what happened and said he was going to hop in his plane and go to our house in Wyoming. And I was going to meet him there. I had to arrange, make some arrangements for the kids. So he came out before I did, and yes, he was fishing and just probably de-stressing and thinking about what's next. And then I joined him out here once I got the kids taken care of and had my mom come out to stay with them, and I met him out here, and we did some great fishing. We had it was great, and talked about what was going to be next. What's the next adventure?
One of my wife's dreams, actually, Lori, is to, when she retires, she wants us to move to Cody, Wyoming. I was thinking maybe that we could help each other out. You guys could find a little plot of land for us. I'll pull up in my RV, park in front of like the Ritchie neighborhood, we'll devalue it, and then we'll buy it up cheap.
I will get right on that. I love it. Sounds like a plan.
Lori Bishop is our guest here. We have about 5 minutes here with Mrs. Bishop. So you mentioned that you have a book out. When did you finish that? And how can our fans get the book? And tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. I did the book. It was published in 2011, so it's a little over 10 years old now. But it is called Common Sense Happiness. And actually, the foreword was written by Hulk Hogan. It is 5 principles for people who want to stop their whining, bitching, and suffering. So it's a it's about your mental diet and helping people get unstuck and figure out how to create a happier life for themselves. The book is on Amazon. It is also on my website. You can go there and it'll link you right to Amazon. And it's a nice, quick, easy read. I didn't make it too long because it seems that most people don't finish books. So I made sure it was short and to the point. And there's some great principles in there to help everybody de-stress, get their mental diet in order, and hopefully come out feeling like they got a little bit better handle on their life.
So did you and Mr. B have a friendly competition of the fact that you would sell more books?
No, that's a good idea. You know, it's never too late. But I don't know. He's got another one coming out, though, so he's going to be 2 to my 1, so that means I'm going to have to get busy and write another one, and maybe then we can, do this competition. That's a good idea.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. I can help you. I can help you sell out books here in North Dakota if you let me, write a little blip on the back of it for you. I guarantee that thing will sell out here in North Dakota.
I love it. Well, send me the blip. Let's do it.
Awesome.
Let's sell some books.
Lori Bishop's our guest here. Unfortunately, we only got 3 minutes here left with Mrs. Bishop. Of course, everybody knows that she was actually born on the 4th of July. I don't know if you guys knew that or not. And she actually turned, I believe it was 26 years old this year. So, we wish you a belated birthday. If our fans want to check you out and see you, do you got a Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, or Twitch, a TikTok? Husband with an ego. What do you got?
Yeah, I've got the main. I cannot get into TikTok. I just can't do another thing. But yes, I'm on Lori.Bischoff on Instagram. If you just go to my website, LoriBischoff.com, it links to all of the social media sites there. And I'm not hard to find. I'm on Twitter as well and LinkedIn. So. Yeah, TikTok's the only one I just can't do it. It's just too much, too much social media stuff. But I'm not hard to find, and everything's on my website, and including the podcast. So you can watch that on YouTube. And, of course, like I said, it's on the major Spotify and Apple and all the major platforms. And, you guys have been great. Great questions. I really had fun chatting with you. It was good.
Lori, I don't want to get we only have about 90 seconds here left with you. I don't want to get too emotional, but if I could let you know how much both you and Eric have meant to me in my life launching this show with his with all the advice that I've gotten from him over watching DVDs and reading his book, we wouldn't have started this thing. And if it wouldn't be for you guys, we wouldn't be here right now. So I want to thank you for everything that you and your husband have done for us to inspire us to get us going on this.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, thank you. It's very humbling to know we've been a little part of your journey. That's super cool. I'm glad. That's what it's all about.
And if you could give Mr. B a heads up on how cool we are, we would like to do that show 83 minutes with Eric Bischoff.
I will remind him of that, and I'm sure that Nick will give you his contact, and you guys can set it up.
Well, Icon, I mean, after, you know, Nick hit me with a chair, you brought him on. So if Mr. Bischoff decides to hurt me during the next weekend show, are you still gonna invite him on, or are you gonna be like, you know, you hurt my co-host and North Dakota's number one heel, I don't know if I should have you on?
Well, actually, I might call him in to thank him. But anyway, thank you, Lori. We love you. You're awesome. And
thank you, Lori.
Hopefully we can have you guys on again.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
All
guys.
Right.
Thanks so much.
All right. Our next guest, Wade in the Wings, we got to do a quick little timeout here, and we'll be right back after these messages. Or not. Anyway. I don't know what's going on with this thing, but anyway, let's go right into our next guest here. Ladies and gentlemen, stepping out of the green room and walking down the aisle. She is the reason why everybody watches the LFC. As a matter of fact, she's the reason why I watch the LFC. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you without further ado, she is Tomiko Perry.
Hey, this is Tomiko. You're listening to the Attitude Era Monday, live Monday on 89.1 Ken's FM with your host, the Icon, the Big Swing, the godmother of wrestling, Granny Hulkster, and the modern nightmare, Matthias.
How are you, Tomiko? Good to have you.
I'm doing good. I'm flattered that you watched the LFC.
Well, of course. Is there any other reason? Here's what we're going to do here, Tomiko. If you want to give us a little background about yourself, and then I'll ask you a few questions, and we'll do a round table, and then I'll ask you the tougher questions.
Okay. Background about myself, or what my background and my heritage is, or a background of how I got into wrestling?
That the wrestling thing, yep. Mm-hmm.
I actually kind of fell into it by accident, believe it or not. I'm a pretty physically fit-looking person, and somebody approached me and asked how I feel about wrestling. And I said, it sounds like it would be a lot of fun. And they basically started training me in pro wrestling in L.A. and put me with a bunch of other girls, kind of like backyard wrestling. From there, I learned how to do regular wrestling and martial arts, and that's kind of how it all started. The whole LFC thing was just a lucky thing for me, because somebody pretty much flaked, and they needed someone that knew how to wrestle in Las Vegas. And one of my friends reached out and told me, hey, they're looking for a wrestler for this match, and I'd heard about the LFC, and so I contacted them, said I was available, and I just thought it was just going to be a one-and-done thing, and then I ended up being on their roster.
And it was the best. You're the best acquisition that they ever had. I'm not just saying that. Tomiko Perry is our guest here on 89.1 Kansas FM. We've got about 20 minutes. So now, when you mentioned that you know, you're into wrestling, and you know, you're into you know, the martial arts, are your hands and everything like registered weapons, stuff like that?
Yeah, I kind of try to use as many things that I can to use as a weapon. So, yes, I can. I'm very good at defense, which is why I seem to always make it to judges' decision. Always. I've got a lot of endurance, and I think it's just from tons of training and doing martial arts and just being regularly on the mats and, you know, training a lot. But between that and the bodybuilding, I think my hands are deadly, can be very deadly weapons.
which is why I will stop calling you at 2 in the morning. I guess I learned that the hard way, but what we can talk about that later because obviously time zones aren't my strong suit. Tomiko Perry is our guest here on 89.1 KENS FM. Now, I want to introduce you to one of our co-hosts. She's sitting on my she's sitting right in front of me, as a matter of fact. We have Granny Hulkster. Go ahead, Granny. What do you got?
Well, welcome to our show. It's a pleasure to have you on. So what has
pleasure
been one of your most, I'll say, interesting matches you've ever had in your career?
Well, actually, ironically, it was one of my LFC ones with Jennifer Thomas, Jenny Bloody Valentine, at the, not the Sturgis, but the Sturgis before that I was at. It was actually pretty funny because one of her hair extensions came out on the mat.
Oh, my.
And I just took the opportunity and grabbed the thing and was pretty much showboating around the ring with it and did a slow-mo recap on it. And I just thought that was the funniest thing ever when I saw that.
Wow.
That's why I don't have your extensions.
did you get to keep the extension and put it up in your woman cave?
I wish I could have, but no, she took it back. I think it was kind of embarrassing for her. But I just had to, I don't know, it was just such a funny incident that happened that I don't currently ever see in anything like that, that I couldn't help myself. It's memorable for me because it was just something so funny that's never happened before.
Tomiko Perry is our guest here. Now I want to introduce you to Matthias Tomiko. Now, he said that, you know, he's a wrestler, and he and mentioned when I told him that you were going to be on that he could probably take you in the ring. So I'm going to have him talk to you. You can talk to him a little bit about that and see if he still wants to do that challenge.
Well, yes,
okay.
you are talking to the man from every woman's greatest dream and every man's worst nightmare, North Dakota's number one heel, the current EWI Diamond and APW World Heavyweight Champion, Matthias here, welcoming you on to our show. It's a pleasure having a fellow wrestler slash athlete on the show with us. I guess Icon decided to call me out on this, but for some reason, I don't know if this is true or not. I don't think he said this in the beginning. Are you the current reigning LFC champion, if I'm not mistaken?
I am not the current reigning LFC champion. Actually, the face of LFC, I would say, is Jolene the Valkyrie. She has all the belts, I believe. But
okay.
I'm the only one that seems to go all rounds to judge's decision. So what does that say to you?
That's exactly what I'm saying. So I guess my main question to you would be, would you be wanting, since I know if you're not getting like the guy sitting next to me here, he does not like to give Matthias opportunities for titles, for title shots, title matches, blah, blah, blah. But I would like to offer you a challenge, I guess, since Icon called me out. I'm more than willing to face you one-on-one in a below-zero wrestling ring. I'll put either of my belts on the line, since apparently he won't give me a shot at one of his. I'll defend one of mine against you, and you can pick the match, you can pick the stipulation, you can do whatever you want, and we'll make $1 million out of it. It'll be the biggest draw in North Dakota wrestling history.
That would be freaking amazing. I would totally do that.
Well, I guess the next guy that's going to be talking to you, he can talk to you about that. But I guess my other main question to you would be, is there a future opponent, or like, has there been an opponent you want to eventually face up to, or is there like a dream match that you would ever like to have? Have you ever had the opportunity?
I haven't had the opportunity because one of the things, I don't know the kind of people that they usually bring into the LFC. I want somebody that's going to be my equal. It's going to be just as good and skilled. I don't want to just have somebody thrown in there that doesn't know what they're doing. So I haven't
exactly.
really, I haven't had a really, you know, someone with a level head as well. not some psycho person going out there, but somebody who really knows what they're doing and then loves what they're doing. There doesn't seem to be a lot of those people out there. And,
yeah, I feel ya.
You know, I love the sport. I just love it when people know what they're doing. I don't have a wish list of who, but I guess it would just be somebody who's athletic, who I can have a little respect for. That would be my dream fight. Like, I have a lot of respect for Jenny Valentine because she is really fun to wrestle. I've had the chance to wrestle her twice, and I just love wrestling her because she's skilled and strong, and I just feel like it always brings my A game up even more when I go up against her.
Okay.
I just feel like I really bring it with her.
Yeah. And then one last question, because I remember, I think my friend does this stuff too. Have you ever heard of a Jeslyn Michelle, perchance? Do you know her?
I don't know. Does she fight for the LFC?
I think she's done a couple matches before, but she's more of like an MMA kind of style fighter, and she's also a pro wrestler.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Jeslyn.
I went up against her, 5'10".
Yeah, something like that.
Her.
Yeah,
she's another one. Yeah, she's another one that's really good.
Yeah, she got to show me her skills in the ring because she goes by Desi Dorada as a professional wrestler. And she came to one of my debut shows in Minot, North Dakota for one of my other companies. And we got to know each other pretty well. And, yeah, she's a really good fighter. I found that out myself.
She's super good. She's legit real. Like, I've seen some of her MMA fights. And fighting her, too, because she outweighs me, and she's definitely got me way over the height. I'm only 5'4", and she just towers over me. But we did a match together, and she put a bit too much torque in there. I ended up getting thrown out of the ring. She hit the cameraman, who broke my fall, and this was outside, and so I hit the cement. You know, I mean, there was nothing, you know, total cement, downtown Las Vegas. And
well,
then I crawled myself back up there. Oh, it was pretty. It was so fast. It happened so quickly. But all of a sudden, I was just falling out of the ring. My right arm was just swollen when I was driving home. Just started to swell with big bruise. But it was so much fun. I mean, I just kept going. People were like, "Are you all right?" And I just jumped back in the ring and went after her because she's just a beast. But
she is something else.
Tom McCoy Perry is our guest here on 89.1 KINS FM. We got about 19 minutes. Now, Tom McCoy, I want to introduce you to a promoter of a event, and maybe he could get you to come down and be in one of the events. So what do you got for our guest, sir? Go ahead.
Hey, this is this is Nick here from Below Zero Wrestling. Thanks for being on tonight. One question I have, and it's always something really fun to talk to people that are in wrestling or MMA or just that travel all around because of those things. Where are some of the funnest places that you've gone that have traveled and, you know, where you've had matches and events and stuff like that?
I would have to say Sturgis was probably my favorite because I got to ride up on a motorcycle. How cool is that, you know, wearing my leather, stripping out of the leather and everything. The whole presentation
that would be pretty
was
cool.
It was really fun, and it was outside, and it was a crowd. It had to be the coolest one I've been to. I mean, most of them have been local for me. I joined LFC later. I mean, they did go out of the country for one. That was pretty interesting, but I wasn't in on with them at that time, so I didn't get an opportunity to go with them there. But Sturgis was definitely by far my favorite one, for sure.
Yeah, that would be an amazing atmosphere. I think it would be just because of how many people are down there, and you know, you have the potential of just a major crowd. I might have to talk to some people at Good Below Zero Wrestling down there one day.
You should. I mean, it was so much fun.
And make sure you make
too.
The main event me versus her. That'll be the biggest drawing match ever.
And I'll be the special guest referee.
I'll give you the respect, sir. I will let you pick the stipulation. I will let you pick the rules. I will let you and her collaborate, but I want this to happen.
I think it would be freaking cool.
Tom McCoy Perry is our guest here on 89.1 KENZ FM. We're going to try and fire a little legal ID here real quick, and we'll be back if this works. Hold on a second. There we go.
You're listening to 89.1 KENZ FM, KNNZ FM, Holly, Fargo-Moorhead. Independent public radio for Fargo-Moorhead and the Valley. Also on the web at www.kensfm.com.
All right, and we are back here on 89.1 KENZ FM. So, Tomiko, I'm going to ask you a few of the tougher questions now. But when you're in LFC, of course, everybody knows it's the Lingerie Fighting Champions Championship. And we've had the promoter on here several times, and we've had several of the competitors that you've talked about. As a matter of fact, we've all had them on as a group, but we wanted to have you on as a single because – well, you know, you seem to be the toughest of the bunch.
Oh, really? Wow, thank you.
And
appreciate that.
I'm kind of curious now, you know, because you know you obviously fight in lingerie, and that's basically the one of the draws. But have you ever had any, let's just say, wardrobe malfunctions when you're in the ring? Has that ever happened?
I've been so good because I double up. You know, the key is I double up on the thongs and I double up on my bras. People would always ask, why do you wear two bras up there? I think the only time I took a chance was this last match that I did where I did not wear double bra but had the double underwear. But I've fought people that had malfunctions. And
like,
back to
like the
my
whole
5 foot
thing.
10 buddy had one. Yeah, oh, the hair thing and also the bra thing. Bra popped up. One note to girls, if they're going to do it, don't do the ones that pop up on the front. Don't do those type bras because it was probably three malfunctions that happened. And, of course, because we're in front of a crowd where there might be younger people and, you know, you have to be careful of that. And so we had to pretty much the fighter would tell me my bra has come undone. So then we just sort of have to be on the ground kind of doing something while she tries to put the bra back on or snap it back in place. But yeah, definitely not the snap in front type bra. That's a big no-no. But doubling up on the underwear is always good. Some of the girls, I don't know how they stay in, to be honest with you. Like Jolene Valkyrie, she wears the skimpiest stuff up there, and I don't know how she stays in and doesn't fall out.
You know, on your, I'm going to ask you a few questions about some of the Facebook pictures that our fans have been asking about. There's one, where I believe you're holding, I guess it's like four medals. One of our fans was asking what those medals were for and how you won them.
Oh, okay. So I just recently did a fitness competition in June. I did my first one. It was for figure, and it was 2 years ago. Where I placed last, so my goal for this one, I thought I wanna place. So I placed third place in one of them. I entered five, and I got medals for all five. But the best one was the one I placed third in because that one had the most people in it, and so that was so exciting. But I just
are you the first one to win all five at once?
You know, it was crazy. I wasn't expecting to win five medals. I thought that was pretty. Pretty cool, especially since I worked so hard and I really watched my diet and everything. Yeah, you don't see that very often, someone winning that many medals. And they were heavy. Those suckers alone, one alone, are pretty heavy.
And they're gold medals, right?
I guess they're all the same color. It doesn't matter. But on the back of the medals, it actually tells you what place you were in, what the category was, because they have different ones. I'm master since I'm 55. So my category was 50 and over, but I also entered 45 and over and 40 and over. So I entered all three of those, and then there's a height category that they do. And so they put me in that as well, and I believe a master's height. There's something like that. I think I entered all of them.
And the thing about Tomoko, she doesn't look a day over 21. I'm not just saying that because you're a guest here, but you, wow, yeah, you just you don't look your age, which is great. I mean, it's better to not look your age than someone like me who never acts his age, you know?
Well, I think part of me not looking my age is because I don't act my age. That's probably what's keeping me young.
So we'll touch a little bit on that. We won't spend too much time on this, but you know, we had you know, two years ago, you know, we had the COVID thing. How did that affect your career, and how did what did you do to get through that?
Well, it actually, believe it or not, because I have apparently I have a pretty good fan base, and so I had several people reaching out to me in email ordering custom videos for me, and that just kept me afloat. So whatever things I had that canceled was more than made up. I mean, I was fine during the whole shutdown. I was working at home making videos for people and editing, and then to keep myself in shape, I was working out at the park 6 days a week at those little stations and making stations with a group of people, and keeping myself in good shape as well, not letting myself go during it. So it didn't affect me in a negative way whatsoever. I'm very grateful.
And
really grateful.
There is one question I am going to ask you at the end, because I don't want you to hang up on me right now, but I'll ask you the question at the end. Now, when you train for LFC, do you guys all like train together? Do you guys have to do like different weight classes, or does a promoter say, okay, you're taking her on, and this is kind of match going to be? Kind of take us through a little bit about how that works.
It's never a weight, which is kind of unfair in a way. That's why, some of the ones I thought I should have won, because I'm going against somebody that's heavier and taller than me, or, you know, outweighs me. Because in real wrestling, you know, you'd think they'd go by a height category or a weight category or whatever. So they don't do that. You kind of find out who you're going to go up against. So they'll tell you who you'll be going up against, usually, once they have that all set up. So you do know, so you could prepare. As far as a group of us, we don't all train together. I might want to meet who my competitor is just to make sure they're right in the head, to know what I'm up against, you know, because you never know how they're going to be in the ring. So I might do something like that. But honestly, because I go all three rounds, it truly, for me, it's always the judge's decision. I don't know if I won or not, who won, because they're the ones that actually decide. So that one is it's never scripted for my fights ever. I never know.
And how long
are
the rounds?
They're 3 minutes. Three long minutes, you know. But I mean, I can do it. You know, it's amazing. I do stairs. I do all this stuff for my training at the gym, and I'm not winded at all when I do the matches. And I can look at my opponent and I can see they're breathing really hard. But I'm never winded. That's why they make me go three rounds.
Well, then, do you have a strategy like round one, you're like kind of feel them out, and then round two, you get them tired, and then three, you make them get a little overconfident, then you go in for the final blow?
Yeah, I mean, I think usually out of the gate, in the first round, people tend to just give it their all. And I'm banking on that to try to wear them out so that by the third round, I could try to monopolize them. So first round's always feeling them out and letting them run their energy, you know, letting them get their energy out. And then the second round, I try to dictate that I'm, you know, try to be the dominant one to show the judges that, because I always know I'm going to make it through the whole thing. So I'm trying to show them that I'm the one they should be picking. And then by the third round, usually they're so tired that I usually think that I look best on the third round. But sometimes I think it's fixed, honestly. Because I think I,
now,
you know, I look at the tape, I watch the, because I always want to see the matches, so I always ask if I can get a copy of the matches. And I was looking and go, well, you know, I don't understand how that person won.
Tomiko Perry is our guest here. We have about 7 minutes here with our guest. Now, when you have these matches, do you have any upcoming that you can tell us about? Like if our fans in your area might want to come see, do you got any upcoming events? Or what's your schedule like for the next month or so?
Well, you know what's weird is we never find out till such short notice, which just drives me crazy. I think he put out an email that we're going to have one in November, but I don't have dates or anything. And November, I've got 3 trips. I've already got jobs in different cities that I'm going to for other stuff that I do. So when you don't give me the date to block it out, I just take work as it comes in. So I'm going to be gone probably the first 3 weekends of November. I'm not even here. So if they do it during that time, which I'm going to guess they probably will on a Friday or Saturday, they will usually send out an email with the dates and ask who's available for the fight. That's what usually happens. But he waits till 2-3 weeks before sometimes to ask, like you're just sitting around. So I don't think I'm going to be in this next one just because of my schedule.
Well, let's just say that you are. Do you even know where it's at? Or is it, I suppose it's in Vegas, right?
It's probably going to be in Vegas, although he sent out a vague email that said it could be in L.A. It could be in L.A., it could be in Vegas. And he mentioned some other place, I think, some other state. So it's never certain, and so I have no clue. I don't have the date. I don't know where it's going to be. I know if it's here in Vegas, I know the MMA ring that they've been using, because that's where I was at the last fight. It's probably going to be that same place. But they're constantly getting these different places that will take the event, like different hotels. They've done the casinos. Some of the casinos have taken them on. We had the downtown Nerd Bar sponsor one. So it just depends on who is allowing it or allowing the event to be happen over there. So it's such a toss-up. I have no clue. It could be 3 locations, and I don't have the date. I have no information for you. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I hate to say this, but the Nerd Bar, that sounds like my kind of place. But we have Tomiko Perry here as our guest here. We got just a few minutes here left with Tomiko. So we can do this here. If our fans want to check you out, see, you got a Facebook, an Instagram, YouTube, a Twitter, a Twitch, a TikTok. What do you got?
I've got my Facebook, Tomiko Perry. I've got my Instagram, Tomiko1. I've got my Twitter has some more racy stuff on there, so I don't usually advertise that, but they'll probably find it. You found it, right? Tomiko_1.
Yep.
I have a TikTok that I just started, but I am so bad at it. I don't know what I'm doing. I only have 3 things up there right now, so I don't know if they really want to follow me on there. Those are my main things. Oh, and I have an OnlyFans. So if you know the Twitter, then you know the OnlyFans.
I do.
And it's free. It's free.
I am a fan of every one of your Tomiko Perry is our guest there. Now, I know that after I ask this, you're probably going to hang up and you're never going to take my calls again, which is like most people anyway. But do you feel bad that my football team beat your football team yesterday?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Luckily, I was in Buffalo, New York, and I didn't have to watch the game. I just saw the score and listened to it on the Packers radio thing on my phone before I had to hop on the airplane. But I am glad that I did not see that game. I'm upset because they got rid of Adams. They've gotten rid of Jordy. They've gotten rid of Clay Matthews. They got all my favorite players. And it's like they don't want to go to the Super Bowl or something. So I am not surprised, actually, that we got we got mutilated yesterday.
I love that.
It's just embarrassing, you know.
Well, not to us on this side of the mic, but anyway, I'll tell you what, Domenico,
your quarterback is either hot or cold, though. That's the only thing for Vikings.
Sometimes he's hot,
sometimes he's cold. But you know what? I mean, we've gone to playoffs so much that, you know, maybe we need a reality check. We just have too many young receivers. They can't catch the ball. It's just horrible. But anyway.
Well, you know, one last tidbit is one of your wide receivers went to college here at North Dakota State. He's the one that accidentally dropped the ball last night. But anyway, we won't get into that. I love Mr. Watson. But anyway, I'll tell you what, Domenico, you have been awesome, and I'll understand if you never take my phone calls again, but I will chat with you after the show. I appreciate it. We love you. You're awesome.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Domenico Perry, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like the computer seems to be fixed here. So we're going to hear from one of our sponsors, and we will be back after these messages. No, we won't. All right, so let's get our next guest on here. Ladies and gentlemen, stepping out of the green room and walking down the aisle, she is the reason why DDP yoga has taken off. She is, as a matter of fact, the queen of DDP yoga. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Stephanie Giorgio Kelly.
Hey, this is Stephanie Kelly. You're listening to the Attitude Era Monday, live Monday, on 89.1 Kens FM with your host, the icon, the big swing, the godmother of wrestling, Granny Hulkster, and the modern nightmare, Matthias.
How are you? Good to have you.
I am so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
And we appreciate all the promotion that you've done for us on the show. But before we get into the interview here, if you want to give us a little background about yourself, then we'll ask you a few questions, do a roundtable, and I'll ask you the tougher questions.
Okay, that sounds great. So my name is Stephanie, and I am a stay-at-home mom and wife in Illinois. I'm 37 years old, and I am a DDP Yoga Positively Unstoppable Champion. I found the program, gosh, it's been almost 3 years now, actually, and my life has just completely changed. So I'm so excited to share my journey with you guys today.
So now, when you you've obviously met DDP. What was your first impression when you met Diamond Dallas Page?
Wow. That's a great question. So the first time I actually met him was over an interview, kind of similar to this. He saw my story, and he heard that I had received DDP yoga as a holiday gift, as a Christmas gift, and he wanted to interview me about that. So they set up an interview, like, over Zoom, and, like, that's the first time I actually got to meet him, and I was so excited, and he is just so down-to-earth and friendly. But the first time I got to meet him in person was in December 2021, when they brought me down to Atlanta to because I was one of the winners of the DDP Yoga Positively Unstoppable Challenge, and he is just larger than life, so friendly. It felt like meeting someone I've known my whole life. It was amazing.
And when you first met him, did he come up to you and say, "It's me, it's me, it's DDP"?
No, not exactly. There was a room full of us, and he just kind of, we were in the middle of doing, like, interviews or something, and he just kind of walked in, and, like, the world stopped, right? Like, this big personality and presence just walked into the room, and you kind of, like, gasp for a minute, like, oh my gosh, it's him. And he honestly opened up his arms and we all went in for a big group hug. It was amazing.
Now, when you you mentioned that you got DDP yoga as a Christmas gift, how long did it take you to learn how to pick up the program when you started it?
So I was really nervous to get started because I was afraid to fail, which I think a lot of people can relate to. So I got it as a Christmas gift, but I didn't actually start until about a month later because I was so scared that I wasn't going to be able to do it. But luckily, on January 21st, 2020, my husband got on the mat with me, and, you know, he encouraged me to get started. And we did that first workout together, and I was dead by the end of it. It was so hard for me when I first started, but I kept going. And I would say after about 30 days, I took my progress photos, and I really noticed a difference. I could see some changes, like, in my posture and in my flexibility and in my stamina. So that really encouraged me to keep going and move further and push myself in the program.
That's awesome. We have Miss Kelly here as our guest here on 89.1 Kens FM. We're going to do a little roundtable. First off, I want to introduce you to Granny Hulkster. She's not much into yoga, but I'm sure that now that you've inspired her, she will. What do you have for our guest? Go ahead, Granny.
Well, welcome to the show. And I've actually met Diamond Dallas Page a couple of different times. There was a wrestling company that ran in Arkansas where I live, called Traditional Championship Wrestling, and we had DDP there a few times for different wrestling shows, and he was absolutely amazing, just like you said. I mean, I would like to, like, learn a little bit more, you know, but I have certain health issues that I've had two knee replacements, so getting down on a yoga mat would be kind of difficult for me to do sometimes, probably, but what's
well, I'm here to help.
Well, I'm glad, you know, because, I mean, what is the most interesting thing that you learned about the DDP yoga?
So what is so interesting about DDP yoga is that it meets you where you're at. That's the big difference, I think, in this fitness program than a lot of others, is there are workouts that literally start in bed. If you can't get out of bed, there are workouts that you can do to get you started, to start to build up your strength, and more importantly, start to build up your confidence. For me, that was the secret sauce about DDP yoga is the program. I mean, yes, it's great for building strength and stamina and helping you lose weight, but when it comes down to it, it really helped me to learn to believe in myself. And once you learn to believe in yourself, like, all bets are off. You can do anything. So that is what is really great about the program is anybody can do it, even if you've had knee replacements. There are workouts that you can do to help you get you to where you want to go.
That's awesome. We have Stephanie Kelly is our guest here on 89.1 Kens FM, and we have about 27 minutes here with Ms. Kelly. Now, the next individual I'm going to introduce you to, Stephanie, is Matthias. Now, he's a wrestler himself, and, you know, he DDP is one of his heroes growing up. So what can you, Matthias, what can you ask our guest? Go ahead.
Well, first off, excuse me, my voice is a little hoarse right now after a wrestling that I just had.
Will DDP yoga help with that?
But yes, you're talking to the man from every woman's greatest dream and every man's worst nightmare, North Dakota's number one heel, current EWI Diamond and APW World Heavyweight Champion, Matthias. I just wanted to quickly welcome you onto the show, as always. Again, my voice is hoarse, so I apologize for that. But my main question to you would be, as you already know about the program, DDP, helped let that fighter pilot or the paraglider, the one that was walking with two canes and stuff like that, and he couldn't do any, like, couldn't walk, couldn't whatever, couldn't run. But at the end of that video, that big story they had, he was running, and, of course, he helped Jake the Snake Roberts, another favorite wrestler of mine. He also helped Razor Ramon, another favorite wrestler of mine. Is there, may he rest in peace, by the way. Did you ever get to be kind of a part of one of those success stories? Is there anybody that you've been able to help through the program, or is there anybody you would like to help through the program or anything like that?
So actually, Arthur Borman is the man that inspired me to get started. I saw that video on Facebook, and it inspired me so much. And that's kind of how I was introduced to DDP yoga. And Jake's story is incredible. If you guys haven't checked out Resurrection of Jake the Snake on Amazon Prime, I highly recommend it.
It's one of my favorite documentaries.
It is a great documentary, awesome documentary.
Just, it's for everybody, right? You're going to laugh, you're going to cry, you're going to be inspired by the end of it. It's beautiful. I actually got to meet Jake when I went to Atlanta and have a little bit of time with him, and it was, he's a great guy. So I do have my own DDP yoga story that they made about myself. So it's out on YouTube on the DDP yoga YouTube page, and it's been shared quite a bit, and I've had a lot of people reach out to me letting me know that they were able to relate to my story because I'm a mother and a wife, and my journey is going to be different than Arthur's story, than Jake's story. And the thing that's really important is that everyone has a voice and that everyone's story gets out there so that someone else can relate to it and be inspired to change their life.
That's awesome. Stephanie Kelly's our guest here. We're on 89.1 Ken's FM, and we got about 24 minutes here. Now, I want to introduce you to our guest co-host today. He runs a great little promotion here, Below Zero Wrestling. What do you have for our guest, Stephanie Kelly? Go ahead.
Hey, Stephanie. Nick here from from Below Zero Wrestling. I didn't do my homework before I came on the show, so it's kind of funny. I had my thing of DVDs, my DDP DVDs sitting on my nightstand almost or whatever. And yesterday I thought to myself, I should really start this again. And here you are on the show. So maybe this is the kickstart for me to pick that up again. It's been a few months since I did that. So one thing I've always liked with the program is like the recipes and some of the food and everything. Do you have any favorite recipes or food that Dallas cooked up in at the Accountability House there?
So, wow, I have so much to say to this. Hi, Nick. So nice
Hi.
To meet you. I would love it if you reach out to me after the show, and, like, I'd love to help you get started. And, you know, I think it's awesome that you have the DVDs and that you're looking to maybe get started again. So feel free to reach out to me. I love helping people.
For sure.
So nutrition, and he calls them Russell peas on the app.
That's what it was.
So Dallas actually is the person that helped me get my nutrition on track. So he's really big into organic and gluten-free and cow dairy-free. So that's kind of what I stick to, and it's worked out really well for me. On his app, there are tons of recipes out there. My son actually has a favorite recipe. It's a triple B burger. It's a black bean burger. He loves that. I actually have two recipe videos out there on the app that I recorded. One is for energy balls, which are insanely delicious. Everybody loves them. I highly recommend them. I also have a sheet pan recipe as well that I got to record at the Performance Center. And nutrition is really going to take you far. So you have to find out what works for you. And, yeah, there's tons of content on the app, and nutrition is a big piece of it.
Yeah, I really enjoy the app. Again, that's something that I've really taken to when I have done it or had the time to take a look at it. Nutrition has been something I've really been trying to work on here the last few months, and there's definitely some amazing recipes on there. Are those energy balls you're talking about, those are the ones with the peanut butter and the granola or oatmeal?
Yes! Yes, that's me.
Well, they're delicious.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you've tried them. Yeah, that's we got to have a little fun with that video. So if you're looking for a great recipe that literally everybody will love and you want a good laugh, check out the Energy Ball video on the DDP Yoga Now app. It's awesome. It's going to be a huge hit. Also, if you're looking to get started again, I actually have a live workout coming out on the app tomorrow. It's led by Paige McMahon, but I am up there on stage with her, so you can catch me there too.
I'll have to check it out.
That's
cool.
Awesome. We have 70 colors, I guess, here on 89.1 Kansas FM, and we got about 20 minutes. Now, you know, you mentioned that, you're married, and you have a couple kids, but I'm just kind of curious, you know, I'm sure that DDP showed you how to do the diamond cutter. When have you ever had to use that on your husband for not doing the dishes?
So my husband is actually a referee on the indie scene. So he's not, I wouldn't ever give a referee a diamond cutter. And so the answer is no.
Oh, I was going to say, because the two guys that you just talked to, they would.
Oh,
I mean, I've done it before.
I don't know if I personally would. I just like promoting this stuff, but
no, he likes to hit wrestlers with chairs when their back is turned.
There's no proof I ever did that to you.
It's on Facebook. It's all over the place, and I have the back spasms to prove it.
My bad.
You know, Stephanie, one of our fans here, one of the pictures that they're looking at on your Facebook that they really like is the picture with you and DDP, and you have like some kind of championship belt. You're wondering what that belt was for. Was that just something that you had made?
No, so that I was given that from DDP Yoga as one of their Positively Unstoppable Champions. Every year they have a contest, and it is a 6-month challenge to transform your life. So they're looking for people that are transforming physically and mentally. And last year I was one of their champions. And as part of being a champion, I received a championship belt.
So, you know, like I have my father, you know, who recently had, you know, double knee surgery, and he, you know, he can't really get around as well as he used to. How would the DDP be able to help him out?
So DDP Yoga helps to rebuild your body. I think people kind of forget that because a lot of people focus on the weight loss aspect of it, and really that's just a side effect to the program. DDP designed DDP Yoga to heal his body after he broke his back in the ring. And so that's what it can really help people with is mobility and to get your life back, because everybody wants to live a long, healthy life. And when, you know, when our bodies are hurt so badly, we just want to sit on the couch all day. I know that's what I used to do. And DDP Yoga really helps you to get you back to where you want to be. And if you put the work in, you'll get the results. So DDP Yoga works if you work.
Stephanie Kozar, I guess, here on 89.1 Kens FM. We got about 17 minutes here with Kelly. And for those of you who are regulars listening to the show, and especially this one, if you go to our Facebook page, Attitude Era, Monday Live Monday, you like that, go to 89.1 Kens FM, like that, do a $10 a month donation to Power of the Tower. We'll get you qualified to win an autographed picture or some memorabilia from past guests, current guests, or future guests. 70, would you be willing to send us a few autographs for giveaways?
Sure, absolutely.
Awesome. Now, you know, you we know that DDP yoga, there's also, you know, exercise involved, but there's also nutrition involved. Now, is there like a special cookbook or special recipes that that the program has? And what are your favorites? Like, let's say your favorite beverage, favorite meal, and like favorite dessert, if there is one.
So, yes, nutrition is super important. One of the big things that Dallas likes to focus on is getting the inflammation out of your body. So all of the recipes that he has on his app are all gluten-free and cow dairy-free, because that causes a lot of pain and inflammation and swelling in your body. So that's what where his focus is. But DDP yoga is really all about making it your own. So there's a lot of variety out there, which is great. So for favorite recipes of mine, I just stick to water because that's going to be like the best thing for my body. And hydration is so key. If I'm going to drink something other than water, then I will do a Zevia, which is a soda that is sweetened with stevia. So you're not getting the cane sugar that causes a lot of like inflammation and spikes your blood sugar and all of that. So I say stick with water. That's where it's at. For favorite foods, on the app, DDP has a kale salad recipe that I absolutely love. My son also loves it. So it's a great meal that I can make ahead. And because it's kale, it will actually last for a couple days, which is great. You can meal prep that. For a dessert, there is I'll shout out my energy balls again because those are super good. But one of his recipes are the baked apples. You can kind of think of it as like a healthy apple pie. It's whole apples, and you core them, and you add a few ingredients inside, bake them. It's absolutely delicious.
Now, for someone that's trying to get in shape and utilize the program, you know, you mentioned a little bit about certain foods and certain stuff that are no-nos. What would be the top no-nos for food and beverages that you should try to avoid if you're trying to get healthy?
For me, the number one thing that I avoid is gluten because of it causes a lot of pain in my body, and it causes my joints to swell, and it makes me feel sluggish. So for me, and for, I know a lot of people, gluten is a huge one to avoid. And it's kind of tricky at first because we're so used to eating a certain way. But there are so many alternatives out there right now. And when I made the switch, I actively decided to take the perspective of making it an adventure. Right. So an adventure to go down the aisles that I never went down to try different things, to figure out what I liked and what I didn't like. And it was really exciting. It was cool to try new options and see what worked for me and my family. For drinks, I would say anything with sugar in it, because you don't realize how much sugar that you're drinking, especially I would say when it comes to like alcohol, because if you're combining alcohol and sugar, like that's just not going to make your body feel good the next morning. So sugar and gluten, I would say.
Stephanie Kelly is our guest here on 89.1 Kens FM. We've got about 12 minutes left here with Kelly. Now, for our fans listening that might not know, could you explain a little bit gluten-free?
Sure. So gluten is a protein that's found in some grains. So the most common is wheat. And so things like flour, and, you know, even grains like farro or things like that will have gluten in it. Soy sauce has gluten in it. So there's places that you wouldn't necessarily think that it's in, but it's going to cause a reaction in your body to cause inflammation. And when you have a lot of inflammation in your body, it causes pain. It can make you swell. For me, it really slowed down my weight loss. The first 6 months I did DDPY, I didn't change my nutrition. And I still lost about 35 pounds. The next 6 months after I changed my nutrition, I lost an additional 65 pounds, almost twice what I lost the first half. So it really, really makes a difference. And once you've got the workouts and you've got your nutrition combined, I mean, your journey is really going to take off.
So now if someone wanted to start the program that's listening, how would they get started with DDP yoga?
So I always recommend to get the app, because the app has a ton of content. You're going to get all of the workouts that have been made, plus every week on Tuesday a new live workout drops, which keeps things new and fresh. There's also a lot of motivational content on the app, as well as nutrition. And they also really take a lot of time for the people that do their program to recognize them. So every Friday they do a video on a few warriors in the community and shout out their progress. So that's really cool. You'll also on the app find the list. The list is really the key to all the success stories that you've seen and heard out there. And it is a list of different things that Dallas specifically has come up with for you to become educated on how to own your life. So I know for me, it totally changed my life. One of the things on the list was to read Positively Unstoppable, which is my favorite book. It is so inspiring, and it really will help you get motivated to own your life. And once you own your life, you can do anything that you set your mind to.
So if we have a listener out there that are like thinking, you know, this could be really interesting, and I really like to do this, but they're hesitant on getting started, how hard is it to get started?
The only thing that's stopping you is you. It's not hard to get started, but you do have to take that leap of faith. And I will tell you, you are worth it. You are worth going for it. Give it a shot. Put the work in. When I started with the workouts, I started with the beginner program, and it was 3 days a week. And you know what? 3 days a week was a challenge for me, but I kept going. I wanted to see what was on the other side of this journey. So I just kept moving forward, and I followed the program as it was laid out. And every month I would take my progress pictures, and I would see how far I came. So if you're a little bit hesitant, just go for it. You won't regret it.
Now, what has been in your life since you've been on DDP yoga and doing it, what has been the biggest change that you've noticed?
The biggest change that I've noticed is that I believe in myself, and I'm confident in who I am, and you know what I'm the direction that I'm headed. That's for me, that's what life is about. I mean, in any arena that you go into, whether it's fitness, your career, your family, your friends, you need to have confidence and you need to believe in yourself. And that's what so many people lack. And that's why so many people are unhappy, because they've been beaten down, they failed, they don't think that they're good enough. And DDP yoga really changed that for me. It really helped me to learn how to conquer those things.
And, you know, at the beginning of our program, we had Lori Bischoff. I'm just kind of curious, what was it like when you met Eric Bischoff? Because he's going to be in our hometown here on Saturday.
Oh, really? Okay, so he is very nice also. I actually met him at a show in Wisconsin, ACW Wisconsin. They had their wrestling con event and brought him in. And I actually ran into him on the elevator. and I was wearing a DDPY shirt. And he was like, "Oh, so you do DDP yoga?" And I was like, "Yeah." And so I like showed him my my progress picture, and he was like, "Wow, that's incredible. Congratulations on all your hard work. Like, that's so great that you got into yoga." I'm like, "It's DDP yoga." And he's like, "Oh yeah, that's right. Dallas will kill me if I just call it yoga." So that interaction was really cool. And then I like got a picture with him, and I sent it to Dallas, and he was like, "Whoa, where'd you meet him? Did you tell him about your story?" And so so that was really cool.
So now we have Stephanie. Kelly's our guest here. We only have about 5 minutes here with Stephanie, and you are so inspirational, and it's just awesome. So we can do this real quick. If our fans want to check you out and see you, you got a Facebook, an Instagram, a YouTube, a Twitter, a Twitch, a TikTok. What do you got?
Yes, you can check me out on Instagram at Next Level Grit. I share all things food, fitness, family, and fun, and DDP yoga, of course. You can give me a follow there, and I post almost every day just sharing my journey and what it's like to go through a transformation. And, yeah, I'd love for you to follow me.
That's awesome. And you also have a book out. How can fans get the book? And what's it called?
I don't have a book out, actually, but that sounds pretty cool.
I thought you had a book that you're going to write called Possibly Unstoppable. I thought you were going to write a book about that.
No, that's DDP's book, Positively Unstoppable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you're on the
cover. He has a book. It's great. No, I'm not. He's on the cover. But I do have a website, nextlevelgrit.com, that you can get merch at. I use the proceeds to help other people along their transformation journey, so feel free to check out nextlevelgrit.com for that.
And since you've been on DDP yoga, and you know, you mentioned DDP, you've hung with them several times. What would it take for you to help us have him on our show to talk about DDP yoga and maybe whip Matthias into shape a little better?
Wow, that is quite the challenge. Yeah, I am happy to pass along your information.
All right, I will send you my number, and you know, you are awesome and you are very inspirational, but. If you could give one piece of advice or a couple pieces of advice to people listening right now, what would you tell them if they start the program? What's the main thing that you advice you would give them if they're starting the program or wanting to?
My biggest piece of advice is to trust the process. I know in the beginning it's tough because you're changing a lot of your habits. I mean, I started out at 300 pounds, so I know what it's like to be big and frustrated. And I just felt like a big pile of garbage, and that's a tough spot to live in. So my biggest piece of advice is to trust the process, learn to believe in yourself, and keep going. Do it on the hard days. And you will get there. You just got to keep moving forward.
That's awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, Stephanie, you have been so awesome. And if we haven't scared you too much, we would definitely love to have you on again with us. And you are just amazing. And I love your story. And, you know, not that anybody cares, but I actually had to lose weight the hard way 4 years ago now, I weighed 420 pounds, and I'm down to 220. But they didn't have DDP yoga back then. They had to take my stomach out so I could lose all that weight.
I'm sure it was still a lot of hard work, and you should be really proud of your success.
And the one thing that's made me most happy about losing all that weight is I don't have a pair of pants or any shirts that fit anymore, so I'm happy about that.
That's always good. It's a good problem to have.
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you what. Thank you, Stephanie. You're so awesome. We appreciate it, and thank you for helping me promote the show, and we'll definitely have you on again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Stephanie Kelly, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, you guys, that was a great interview, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was.
Now you got to get your wrestlers on DDP yoga. Wouldn't that be something?
I know a few of them are. There's a few that we've had, like an Ace Austin, who is a Impact wrestler. He's really, really big into DDP yoga, and I know there's a few guys that do it.
Now, Matthias, I could see you doing DDP yoga as well. I could see you doing that, doing the ups and downs and the lefts and the rights.
Well, I mean, yeah, I definitely always been wanting to try it after watching the multiple documentaries and such about the success rates and whatnot. It's always made me want to try it. I just never have gotten I do my own workouts and stuff, try to stay in shape, and I also played football, and I do my job every day, which is more of a physical job, so it's been quite a balance, but I think if I start the program, it might help me a little bit more.
Well, you do know lifting a large pizza box is not a workout. You know that.
No, lifting 200-pound kegs downstairs 10 times a day is really, really something. If you put what I'm used to doing is like 350 pounds worth of kegs down the stairs at one time, and that's not an easy task by any means.
That is true. I could never do it. Let's go back to the king Below Zero Wrestling. Let's talk a little bit about again. Give us the date, the time, and the location of your event and how they can get tickets. And then we'll talk a little bit about the card here. We got a few more minutes before we got to wrap up the show. So go ahead.
Yeah, we are this Saturday, September 17th, at the American Legion in Moorhead, Minnesota. So we have a meet and greet with Eric Bischoff before the event that starts at 3. And then doors, 3 or 3:30, I forget now. I should probably know that, but around that time. And then the event itself, the first match will be at 5 o'clock, and it's going to be a great weekend for it and an amazing event.
Yeah, you don't want to be late for your own meet and greet, do you?
No. I'll be there bright and early in the morning setting up the ring. So.
Now, does Matthias, he has a match on that thing, right? How many matches you got?
We have 7 matches right now.
Awesome. And Matthias, who are you taking on, Matthias?
I am taking on the Mean Marine, Mason Mayhem, on Saturday night.
So when we talk to you again on Monday, will there be a V next to your name?
Well, I don't know. He is a Marine, so I know he'll be a tough challenge. And I know Below Zero is finally kind of recognizing the talent. I mean, yeah, they didn't put me in the title picture like I've been deserved for the past couple of years, but they did put me up in a nice, tough challenge, and I guess we'll see what goes on, because, I mean, it is for the vets, so you never know if I'm going to crush one or if he's going to put me down for the count. I guess we'll see.
And you said the meet and greet starts at 3, right?
Yes, correct.
And you will allow the Icon to attend that?
Yeah.
Awesome. You know, and that's not the only reason why I brought you on the show, just so you know. I know people are thinking, like, oh, yeah, the Icon's going to bring on the show so he can meet Eric Bischoff. I was like, no, I wanted to have him on because he's got a great promotion. Now, we're not going to talk about any other promotions here, but I believe that you're really the only one that's still going strong here in North Dakota, aren't you?
There's a couple other that are still around. We primarily, stay to the eastern part of the state here, but yeah, we just want to continue to grow pro wrestling here in North Dakota and continue to grow our fan base and reach and everything like that. And we have some really fun events coming up in North Dakota and then even sliding into Minnesota here to finish up the year with an event that we're going to announce soon.
And you don't know the date of that next event then, or you do?
So after this week, we'll be back in Wahpeton, North Dakota on October 23rd. That's a really fun place to be.
We've been there once before, and it was a great turnout, great show, and we'll be back there right around Halloween.
And, you know, I'll tell you what, though, you know, you mentioned that you want to stay here in North Dakota, but wouldn't it be cool, though, if you could, you know, start branching out, maybe like she was talking about, do an event in Sturgis or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, we would love to continue to grow where we reach into a different state. We've been in Minnesota now for two events in Fergus Falls. You know, we'll be there technically this weekend in Moorhead, but we do have another event in Minnesota coming up eventually. We just haven't announced it yet. And then coming into next year, we are looking into adding a third state, and we're in the process of working on that right now.
And I do want to give do you happen to have the address of the location?
I do not have the exact address, but it's right off Highway 10.
And what was the name of it again?
It's the Moorhead American Legion.
All right. I'm going to look at that real quick here. I know our fans are riveted about that. And Matthias, have you ever faced the Mean Marine before?
Yes, as a matter of fact, him and I stepped toe to toe for a Puffamania show for the second show. We were in a gauntlet or a tournament style to become the first ever North Dakota champion. If I'm not mistaken, that's what it was for. And unfortunately, I fell victim to him at that time.
Because he cheated.
Yeah, because he cheated. He used the metal ring post or the metal turnbuckle piece as a weapon, which then concussed me, and then he was able to put me in a submission move. And then I ended up passing out because of it, because I was loss of blood from the metal hitting me in the head. And, of course, you know, passing out due to the pressure, and I just fell asleep for a little bit, which unfortunately made me lose. But other than that, I plan to reconcile that defeat this upcoming Saturday.
And it looks like the address for the location is 303 30th Street North in Moorhead. The Moorhead American Legion, that would be post 21, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Correct, yeah. It's right off the Highway 10 there. We have a great few groups that we're working with for this event, with the American Legion, the Honor Guard, FM Crusaders, and the FM Legion Riders. So it's a really fun event that we're going to have a great turnout.
Awesome. Well, you know, I'll tell you, Granny, I know that, you know, you talked a little bit about, we only got a couple minutes here, but we hope that, you know, the stuff that you had going on with your health, that you'll stay healthy and you'll continue to join us, because I know you'll be here next week, right, Granny?
As far as I know, I will be.
And Matthias, you'll be here hopefully with no bruises or black eyes or cuts or anything like that?
Well, hopefully. We'll see what happens.
Because I know our owner doesn't want you bleeding all over the studio, you know what I'm saying? And as a promoter, you pretty much stay behind the scenes. You, unless you want to hit somebody with a chair, you usually don't get involved very much, do you?
No, I don't. You know, he didn't tell you the whole story about him interrupting me and attacking someone that I had on stage before he got hit with the chair that day. So for the most part, I stay behind the scenes. I let those guys go out in the ring and, you know, do the things for the fans, and I stay in the back.
Well, you know, on this show, we know all about him interrupting. But anyway, that's a story.
Excuse me. No, that's not how that happened. You see, he didn't invite me to promote Below Zero Wrestling. He hasn't given me an opportunity. He never gives me any chances. So you know what? I just had to make my presence known, and it just so happened to be against a childlike superstar in Bullet Bronson, and he just had to be an easy target. And then Nick decided to distract me by trying to talk to me in front of the crowd when I was busy doing my business. And then Bullet decided to kick me right where the sun don't shine and knock me down to a knee, because, you know, when that happens, you're in pain. And then Nick decided to grab a chair and smoke me with it.
All right,
so,
well,
you know,
we got to go. We'll see you next week. Be checking our Facebook page on Wednesday to see who's on next week. Well, until then, be safe. We love you. Take care. Or not. I have a better way of doing this here. One second.
You think you know me?
On this day, I see clearly everything you come to life. A better place in a broken dream, and we'll leave. It's a real to me. Everything.
I'll tell you what, this is Icon here. We're still on 89.1 Ken's FM here, and well, I'll tell you what, I still got the boys in the studio here, and we're just waiting to have our owner come and check out what's going on with the computer here, but we don't want to have any dead air, so I guess I'm going to fill time until we get this computer fixed. We have, as long as we're waiting here, we might as well talk a little bit about what we got upcoming. We have a lot of big guests coming up in the next several weeks and several months. As a matter of fact, Matthias, have you ever heard of a guy by the name of AJ Benza?
Sounds familiar. You always throw out all these names to the point, like with my concussed brain, I'm surprised I can remember my own name at these times.
Well, AJ Benza used to have a show on E! Entertainment where he used to go, "Fame ain't it a something?"
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he's going to be our first guest out of the shoot in 2023.
All right, cool.
And we also have a movie critic on that day, and then hopefully I'll talk to my favorite promoter over there. He can hook us up with, give me Eric Bischoff's information, and we're going to do 83 minutes with Eric Bischoff. Now, I was also going to let you guys know that if Ohio State does make the national championship, we will not have a show on January 8th. We will not have a live show. We'll do a replay show. I know that you're busy here, Ken, resetting the computer, but, you know, DDP yoga might work good for you.
Does it help you with sleep?
Yeah. It wears you out enough. That's all you want to do.
Well, I have that problem already.
Mr. Stogie, as a wrestling promoter, you know, when you launched your promotion, did you think it was going to take off as well as it did?
You know, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. We just were focused on that first show and where we've came from this year and a half. It's been amazing. It's been so fun, and I'm very happy and can't wait to see what, you know, a year and a half from now brings.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, we here at the on 89.1 Ken's FM here on Attitude Era Live, we definitely want to help you promote your show. And,